is up to you, my friend. That's a long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Oh, it's so nice to be home. What a rough day.
I know. I broke a nail. From now on, we send the typing out.
Oh, gee, I'm glad you guys are here.
Why? What's wrong?
It's Mrs. Rossini. She showed up here a little while ago and, well, listen for yourself. She's got every dog in the neighborhood howling.
What's the matter?
I don't know. All I can get out of her is...
Maybe I can help. I have a degree in psychology. I'll handle this. She's all yours.
Mrs. Rossini, it's me, Angela. I'm here to listen.
Poor woman. The way she's carrying on, you'd think her husband left her.
What? No, Joe left you? Oh, no. What'd she say?
She said he ran off with a woman in her building.
They went to Rio.
Rio? Ay, caramba. Now, wait a minute. How come you guys understand her and I can't?
Women are sisters. We've all been through the same pain because we follow our hearts while you men follow your... Never mind.
Hey, Mrs. Rossini, Joe was a fool to leave you. I told him that Rose Lodicino was trouble.
Rose, too? Joe ran off with Lucille Finestra.
Rose, Lucille, I always get those two mixed up.
I'm gonna shrivel up and die from a broken heart. The garbage man could come and collect me.
Oh, now, no use sitting around moping. Remember, there are a lot more important things in life than men. Angela will tell you what they are.
Listen, Mrs. Rossini, at least Joe left you the fish market.
Oh, lucky me. 200 pounds of stinking mackerel.
When life throws you a lemon, you make lemonade. You have your own business. Make it your own. Make it sing.
Angela, she's a fish vendor, not Ethel Merman.
Yeah. And what do I know about running a business?
Well, there must be someone who can help you.
But who? Who am I going to get that's hardworking, dependable, reliable, someone who could help me? Like you used to.
Me?
Mrs. Rossini, now you're singing. Tony is the perfect person to help you for a few days until you get back on your feet.
Well, yeah, I'd love to do it, Mrs. Rossini. I'd do it in a second, but I already have a job.
Oh, it's no problem. We'll muddle through.
Oh, no, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Please, take him.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. I mean, don't I even get a say in this?
Of course you do, Tony.
Well, I say... Yes, of course I'll be there for you, Mrs. Rossini.
Oh, that's wonderful, Tony. Could you be there for me at 5 a.m? That's when you pick up the fish.
You got it.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Good. Thank you, Angela. Oh, I'm starting to feel better already.
That's what I like to hear, huh? No time at all. You forget all about Joe.
All right, Miss Martino. My best cut of flounder filet, huh? 3 pounds. This little devil is from the deep blue sea.
Rosini's fish. If we ain't got it, it don't swim. Hi, Sam. Everything okay?
Tony, the bus. I gotta run.
All right. Hold on, Sam. Heads up, Mrs. Cassio.
Woo! Out of my way!
See, they could use her on the jets.
She didn't even pay for it.
All right, ladies, simmer down. She has a charge account. Hang on 1 second. Sam, what's new?
Dad, I saw the sweetest pair of jeans that I have to have. Can I have my allowance for the next 2 years in one lump sum? I didn't think so. How about $75?
$75?
$75? Zelda gets it for free, and I get gouged.
No, not you, Mrs. Parisi. This is for my daughter, Sam.
Oh, thank you, Dad. Thank you.
No, Sam. I'm talking to Mrs. Parisi.
What? She's gonna buy me my jeans.
I can't talk to you right now. I'll discuss this when I come home, okay?
Okay, wait. Hold on. Jonathan needs to talk to you.
No, Sam, I can't. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Tony. The birdhouse is coming along great, but my scoutmaster said you have to help me with the power drill.
Don't worry about it, pal. We're gonna get you that beaver badge.
I hope so. I'm the only kid who's still a muskrat. It hurts, Tony.
Okay, buddy. Don't worry. I'll handle everything. Hey, I gotta go. Bye. What can I say, ladies? It's tough being a mother.
You think that's tough? You should try buying fish in this store.
All right, everything's under control. No more interruptions.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, hi, Angela. Hey, lady, wait for your turn.
Excuse me, I happen to be very close to the owner.
Joe's not here anymore. Lucille beat you to it, you floozy.
No, hey, take it easy. This floozy happens to be my boss.
Thank you, Tony. Excuse me. Tony, I'm going to make dinner tonight. What time do you think you'll be home?
Angela, I think you better start without me. What? I mean, all the time. After I close up the shop, I got to clean the place. I got to make up tomorrow's order. I got to do the books. And then I got to convince Mrs. Rossini she's still attractive to men.
Tony, could I see you a minute?
Yes, Mrs. Rossini, I'll be there in 1 second. Hey, Angela, do me a favor. Cover for me here.
Me? What do I do?
I don't know. Whatever they want.
I want to serve an hour ago.
What's up?
So, Tony, how are things? Can I make you a cup of tea?
Thanks, Mrs. Rossini, but I'm swamped out there. Maybe you could come out and help with some of the customers.
I'm a woman scorned. I can't show my face.
Well, could you show your hands? Maybe you could mop the floor or something.
Tony, don't make me look at that mop. I bought it for Joe's birthday. I can still hear him sloshing it around.
You bought him a mop for his birthday?
It's a good gift. I like it.
Is this the one you wanted?
No, I want that one.
Really? Well, this one's so nice, and it's already out.
No, that one.
All right, just a second. That one. Here.
I want it wrapped and chop the head off.
Chop off the head? Why don't you take the whole thing? It's no extra charge.
Angela, what's going on?
I can't believe this incompetence.
All right, okay. I'm sorry, but it's her first day in the job, but I'll make sure you get anything you want.
Forget it. I have an Andalusian beef roll in the oven.
Well, la-dee-da. Who do you think you are, Wolfgang Puck?
Nah.
Let's not get ugly. Not that you could.
I miss having Tony around.
Yeah, he hasn't been here to tell me I'm not spending enough time with the family.
Good thing we found somebody to fill in for him.
Well, I'm finished with the laundry.
Jonathan, that's great.
What a little Tony.
I'm doing good, huh?
The greatest. You may be putting Tony out of a job.
Piece of cake.
Hey, Mona, you think Jonathan is ready to take on the oven?
Oh, I don't know. That's a really tough job.
I can do it.
I don't know.
Please, please.
Oh, well, okay. And if you do that really well, maybe we'll even let you scrub the kitchen floor.
All right! Woo!
Surprise!
Oh, Tony, what are you doing home before midnight?
Hey, well, I told Mrs. Rossini I needed some time with my family, huh? Hey, we'll have dinner, we'll talk, we'll catch up, but I gotta be on the road in 43 minutes.
Dad, that's not much time.
Yeah, but it's quality time, sweetheart. And guess what we're having for dinner?
Fish.
We're having an Andalusian beef roll. Some short order cook sold me the recipe for a buck.
Angela. Were you in a wet T-shirt contest? Well, what happened?
Oh, nothing much. I stood in the rain for an hour on the corner of Madison and 53rd.
Oh, have trouble finding a cab?
No, I had trouble finding a van.
A van? What were you looking for?
Oh, gosh, I forgot to pick you up.
Really?
Oh, Angela. Angela, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. What can I do? Let me empty your shoes.
Don't bother. I've grown accustomed to the squish.
Listen, Angela, I don't know what to say except that this will never, ever happen again.
We need to talk.
Come on, Sam, let's go upstairs. You can study and I'll look at your Tom Cruise poster.
Now, Tony, I realize that I am the one who encouraged you to help Mrs. Rossini in the first place, but you have got to admit this is not working out, and the way I see it, there's only one solution.
Oh, I hope it's a quick one. I only got 38 minutes.
Sorry, Tony, you're going to have to stop working at the fish market.
Oh, Angela, I know what you're saying, but hey, Mrs. Rossini's my friend. She's always been there for me. I mean, like when I used to work late, she used to babysit for Sam. And when Sam got the whooping cough, she rushed right over with the mustard plaster. And when I used to stay out too late with the boys, she was the one who smacked me around. I love that woman.
I just called my scout leader. I didn't own the beaver badge.
Oh, baby, what happened?
Well, Tony didn't have time to drill a door in my birdhouse, so I had to paint one on. It would have worked out, but when I hung it on the tree, all the little birdies kept smashing their heads into it.
It's not good for their little bird brains, you know.
I'm gonna be a muskrat for the rest of my life. Well, gotta go make the beds.
What?
Need I say more?
No, it's all slipping away.
Well, Tony, the rest of it's gonna slip away if you don't make a move.
Oh, poor Mrs. Rossini. First Joe runs out on her and now me. Well, what should I do? Give me a sign. That ain't it. All right, Mrs. Rossini, I've interviewed a lot of guys, and the guy I got out there makes me look like a bum.
Oh, Tony, nobody can replace you. But if you like him, I'll like him.
I don't only like him, I love him.
If you love him, I'll love him.
I don't only love him, I'm nuts about him.
If you're nuts...
I get the picture. Marty, you're gonna love this woman.
Well, if you love her, I'll love her.
She's gonna love you, because what you don't know about fish hasn't been written.
Oh, thanks, Tony. At the Shirley MacLaine seminar, she said I was a halibut in my previous life.
I can see the resemblance. All right, come on. Let's go meet your soon-to-be boss, eh? Wait a minute. Marty, there's something wrong.
I took a shower.
That's it.
Perfect.
Come on. Mrs. Rossini, allow me to introduce to you Mr. Marty Fishcakes Donato.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Tony tells me you really know your fish.
Yeah, he's a real aficionado.
That's me. I worked on a tuna trawler, a shrimp boat, and I sold goldfish at Woolworth's.
That's wonderful. How old are you?
35 years come Easter.
Hey, he's my age.
Awfully close to retirement. Are you married?
No, single.
Single's good. You can devote more time to the store.
Single could be trouble. Maybe he's the wandering kind. How long were you at your other job?
20 years come Ash Wednesday.
20 years? What, no ambition?
No. Mrs. Rossini, what are you talking about? It means he's dependable and reliable. He's perfect for you. He even looks like a fish. Shirley MacLaine said so.
Tony, I'm conducting the interview, please. Donato. Donato. Are you one of the Pitkin Avenue Donatos?
Yeah, my old man is Vinny.
I'm sorry, but you're just not right for this job.
What do I need, gills?
Goodbye, Mr. Donato.
I knew I shouldn't have done the fish impression.
Mrs. Rossini, what are you doing? The guy was perfect.
Perfect? Tony, he happens to be the cousin of the uncle of the lady who's in Rio with Joe.
Oh, no, and you didn't make a citizen's arrest?
Look, I kept my part of the bargain. I talked to him, and he's not the person for me. You are.
But, Mrs. Rossini, we already been through this. I can't stay. I already have a job with Angela.
Oh, sure, go. Quit. Leave me. Kick a person when she's down.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Rossini. I've been a good friend to you, huh? What do you want me to do? I'm going to smell like herring for the rest of my life.
It's all right. I'll just board up the shop and go on welfare.
Come on, Mrs. Rossini. Now you're exaggerating.
So now I exaggerate. And you call yourself a friend. Well, who needs you? There's the door.
Okay, Mrs. Rossini. Have it your way. But I will not feel guilty. How could I do that to poor Mrs. Rossini? What a crumb I am. What a louse. You know, I must have had a sensitivity bypass.
I had one years ago. Believe me, you can lead a happy life without it. Come on, lighten up. Let's have a cup of coffee, huh?
Oh, coffee. I forgot to buy some.
Maybe you are a louse.
Good morning. What a wonderful day, filled with possibility.
Angela, would you knock it off? This man is trying to be miserable. Well, have a rotten day.
Thanks, Mona.
Well, we have any coffee?
Oh, coffee.
That must be Mrs. Rossini.
Mrs. Rossini?
I mean, it could be Mrs. Rossini. I mean, maybe she was feeling badly, too, and maybe she wanted to come over here and talk about how badly she was feeling, or it could be a Jehovah's Witness.
You called her, didn't you?
Yes. Are you mad?
Yes. Why didn't you do it 2 days ago?
Hi. Come on in.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Mrs. Rossini. How you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. Well, I can always complain, but that's not why I'm here. I just wanted to say that I... Do you have any coffee?
Oh, coffee. Look, I'm out of it. I mean, it's been kind of a tough week.
I know it has, Tony, and that's why I just wanted to tell you that I
apologize?
Yeah, what she said.
Oh, wow. Mrs. Rossini, that takes a big person to say that.
Big? Okay, so I put on a little. I've been eating to cover the depression.
Oh, Mrs. Well, you wear it well, Mrs. Rossini. Look, your friendship means a lot to me, Mrs. R. And I didn't mean to let you down.
You didn't let me down. I was too demanding.
Oh, no, you weren't too demanding. You were just asking for help.
Isn't this wonderful? I think we're all sharing a moment. Why don't you two just give each other a hug? Go on. Go on.
Oh, Mrs. Rossini.
Tony.
Mrs. Rossini.
Hi, Tony. Excuse me, Mrs. R. I just wanted to tell you I moved the truck under a shade tree. Some of the frozen fish was in the sun, and I didn't want to have a mackerel meltdown.
So you hired Marty after all?
Well, not exactly. Tony, Angela, I would like you to meet my new business partner. A man who was born to debone.
Oh, Mrs. R, you're making me blush.
Oh, Mrs. Rossini. Oh, let me be the first to congratulate you.
Wait a minute. What happened? A couple days ago, you wouldn't even give Marty the right time of day.
I started thinking about some wise words from a very good friend. And didn't hurt that he had 20 grand in cold cash lying around.
Well, hey, Marty, congratulations.
Thanks, Tony. And thanks for introducing me to Mrs. Rossini. She's a very special woman.
Oh, fish cakes, the things you say. You can sit in the front on the way back. Hey, Joe isn't the only one who can La Bamba, huh?
Bye, Mrs. Rossini.
Bye. Oh, isn't that sweet? You know, you did a wonderful thing. You found Mrs. Rossini a partner in business and hopefully in life.
Ah, come on, Angel. Now you're making me blush.
Well, this does call for a celebration, eh? Come on. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. And you can ride in the front.
Oh,
can't believe it. A whole week and another thing to do.
Your only job is to sit back and relax. You just be a couch potato.
Ooh, so get me the remote control and call me Spud.
Guess what? I've got another chance to be a beaver.
Well, that's great, sweetheart.
All I have to do is stay overnight in the wilderness and catch my own fish. Come on, Tony, let's go.
Now, you know what, Jonathan? I got a better idea. Why don't we pitch a tent in the backyard, and I got all the fish you need right here in the freezer.
But my scout leader said I have to catch it myself.
Well, that's no problem. Here, catch.